Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
He's on that. He's going great against us. Going to center ice. Yeah, you better believe it, baby.
Timeouts for Toronto. They go the length of the court. Ruffin tips it away. And no! Not possible! Not possible!
You're listening to Sports Overnight Sports Overnight Weekend.
Taco Man Radio is on the air. Live from the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California, on SB Nation and Sports Byline Radio. Of course, this is the Taco Man, baby. We're talking sports for the next hour and straight up talking that money line. Of course, the NFL, baby. Making that money. If you're with me, you've made almost $5,000 thus far. Week 14, we're going to make more money. Stay tuned for that segment. Segment number three of this show, of course. Segment number two, we're going to talk with my man, Dominic Steiner. Of course, the colorful young man, formerly Dominic Cadwallader Jimenez, now just Dom's Diner. He's rocking and rolling in segment two of the show. And, of course, segment four, we talk combat sportsmen. Whoa. Of course, the UFC rocking and rolling on Fox Sports 1 and boxing. Lomachenko, Vasyl Lomachenko. And, of course, Guillermo Rigondeaux, two world champions, two world amateur champions, two world Olympic champions, clashing on ESPN Boxing. That's right, ESPN Boxing taking the taking the front row, baby. Ringside seat to one of the best fights ever. We'll talk about that in depth tonight on tonight's show. Open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, hook us up on the guilt-free, no-commitment text line, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. So lots of controversy to talk about tonight. You're tuned to Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio.
Sports fans, for the best sports gifts, there's only one place to go, SteinerSports.com. With hundreds of daily doorbusters, some up to 90% off, Steiner Sports has you covered for all your sports gift needs. Steiner Sports is the leader in authentic hand-signed collectibles and official collectibles company of the biggest names in sports like Steph Curry, Aaron Rodgers, Derek Jeter, Odell Beckham Jr., Gary Sanchez, and more. Go now to SteinerSports.com to get that unforgettable gift at a Black Friday price. This holiday season, score big at SteinerSports.com.
Pooldog.com is the best place to buy billiard supplies online. In addition to having the guaranteed lowest prices and the largest selection of pool cues and accessories in the industry, Pooldog also provides unsurpassed customer service with free shipping on orders over $99, including to APOs, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. And be sure to use the code SPORTS at checkout for a 5% discount on your order. Give them a call at 866-843-3249 and sign up for a free catalog or go to pooldog.com. That's pooldog.com.
Hey, travelers, Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Oh, hey, it's good to see you, and you know what? It's that time to open up Dom's Diner once again. We've got some great specials for you. Yeah, just you, right there. You, the listener, specifically for you. Some great specials on the past week in the sporting world. Let's start right off with our lovely winners. It pairs well with a Cabernet Sauvignon. Winners. I've got a lot of winners. This week was full of winning. Charlie Sheen would be proud.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
My first winners, the New York Yankees. No other reason than they acquired Giancarlo Stanton. The Giancarlo Stanton saga has finally ended. Derek Jeter, the new owner of the Marlins, has hooked up his former team, the Yankees, with the best slugger, the biggest slugger in all of baseball. The last time that the team that led the majors in home runs and then acquired the individual leader in home runs, the New York Yankees, when they got Babe Ruth way back when. So the Yankees, keeping up with history, they're going to pair, their pairing of Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton goes better than peanut butter and jelly. That's going to be fun for opposing pitching to have to deal with. Good luck. Second winners, University of Alabama. Roll Tide! They end up as the number 4 seed in the college football playoff. They'll play the number 1 seed Clemson. Alabama didn't have the SEC title. They didn't play in the title game, so there was a lot of question as to whether they were actually going to be able to make it. Head coach Nick Saban has been on the record saying no title game, no playoff spot for you. I think he's going to take it, though. I don't think he minds. He's going to take the entry into the college football playoff. So Alabama, the number 4 seed in the college football playoff. Congrats to them. They snuck in. My third winner, the Anaheim Angels. Giancarlo Stanton was the number 1 prize, I think, to be had. Well, that was via trade. The most coveted free agent went to the Angels. That's right, Japanese Babe Ruth. Another Babe Ruth reference, 2 in about 5 minutes. Shohei Ohtani, the pitcher / DH, decided to sign with the Anaheim Angels. He wanted to go to a smaller market. He wanted to go to somewhere on the West Coast. The Mariners were in play, the Giants, the Padres, the Dodgers, the Rangers, and the Cubs all were his final 7 teams. And Ohtani says he felt a connection with the Angels that he didn't have with any of the other teams, and that's why he chose to sign with them. There's also 4 words, actually 3 words, that I think were big factors. First word is Disneyland. The second word is Mike, and the third word is Trout. That made the decision, I would assume, pretty easy for Shohei Ohtani. So the Angels get him. They're my third winners. And your bonus winner, huge winners on Saturday, Toronto FC. They win the MLS Cup with a 2-0 victory over the Seattle Sounders, getting revenge from last year's MLS Cup game where they lost to the Sounders. In addition to that, they become the first MLS team to complete a domestic treble of the U.S. Open Cup or Canadian Championship. They won the Canadian Championship there in Canada. The Supporter Shield with an MLS record points in a single season. Supporter Shield goes to the team that scored the most points during the regular season with wins and ties. And then the third part of the treble, MLS Cup. So kudos to Michael Bradley and Josie Altidore, Sebastian Giovinco, Justin Morrow. The list goes on and on. Congrats to Toronto FC, first domestic treble in MLS history. All right, and the only pairing that I can think of that goes better than Giancarlo Stanton and Aaron Judge in a lineup are winners and losers. And I've only had a couple losers, but trust me, losers.
Le who? The her.
First losers, Ohio State football. They miss out on a college football playoff spot despite winning the Big Ten title game. They lose out to Alabama, Ohio State. It was basically up to the two of them on who was going to get that number four spot. And that big 30-point loss Ohio State had to unranked Iowa ended up biting them in the butt desperately. If Ohio State had gone in, if they were the number four seed, wouldn't have had a problem with that. A lot of people would have been fine with it. But as it turns out, they finished number five. They're not going to the college football playoff. My other losers, and these are huge losers, the San Francisco Giants. A lot needed to get done from the Giants front office this offseason. They were in play on Giancarlo Stanton. They looked to be favorites to land him until very late in the week. Stanton told them, yeah, I'm not going to accept the trade to the Giants. They met with Stanton. They met with his reps. They tried to convince him to come. They had a framework of a deal in place with the Marlins. Everything was ready to go. They just needed Stanton to say yes, and he said no. And then they also missed out on Shohei Ohtani. Not to be outdone, the Giants whiff yet again. Again, they were the first team to meet with Ohtani. All reports said the meeting went extremely well. Large Asian presence in the Bay Area. A lot of opportunities for marketing for Ohtani to make money that way. But the Giants just not good enough of a team right now to land either guy. So they go 0-2 in the big name free agent market to start the offseason. San Francisco Giants, second losers this week. Keeping up with the theme of losing comes one of my favorite specials that we have at Dom's Diner on a weekly basis. And that's Good Job, Good Effort. This week's good effort goes out to Stanford Heisman hopefuls. Since 2009, 5 Stanford players, that's right, 5 Stanford players have finished second in the Heisman Trophy race. Always the bridesmaid, never the bride. Taking a look, 2009 is where this bad luck got started. Running back Toby Gerhart barely loses to Alabama running back Mark Ingram in one of the closest Heisman voting races in Heisman history. 2010, quarterback Andrew Luck loses to Auburn quarterback Cam Newton. Not to be outdone, in 2011, Andrew Luck finishes in second, this time to Baylor quarterback Robert Griffin III. Fast forward 2015, running back Christian McCaffrey loses to Alabama running back Derrick Henry. And now, 2017, on Saturday night, running back Bryce Love finishes second again to Oklahoma quarterback Baker Mayfield, who, by the way, became the first player to win a Heisman who started his career as a walk-on. So, not good job, good effort to Baker Mayfield. That's a great job, Baker Mayfield. You're a winner. Look at that. We've got winners in good job, good effort, too. But to all of the Stanford Heisman hopefuls of the past 10 years, good job, good effort, 5 second place finishes. And wrapping things up here at the diner, the final special, the dessert course, if you will, is a little bit of...
Say what?
The 76ers trust the process. Well, the Sixers averaged 110.7 points per game in November, their highest scoring month in 25 years. If you had asked me, I would have said Allen Iverson, one of those Iverson-led Sixers teams, had to have scored 110 points per game in a month. I would have been wrong. The Sixers' highest scoring month in 25 years that the team has had. 13-11 so far this season. 7th in the East. You got to trust the process, man. They've got a playoff spot if they were to start now. Playoffs? I know, we're only 24 games into the season. A little more than a quarter of the way there, but good on the Sixers. The fact that they're in 7th place deserves a say what on its own. Good job, Sixers. No good effort, just good job. You guys are doing a great job, trusting the process. Joel Embiid leading the way, averaging 20 points a game. They got rid of Jahlil Okafor finally. That drama's over. Let's see where the Sixers can go from here. Where you can go from here is somewhere else, unfortunately, because the diner is now officially closed. Thank you for joining me here at Dom's Diner. I'm Dominic Jimenez, signing off, closing the door, locking it, shutting down the lights, making sure the stove is off. Don't want the diner to catch fire. Thank you for tuning in, and be sure to keep it locked and loaded. Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
To say, this is when the big dogs come out.
Damn right.
Okay,
damn right.
So can't roll with the big dogs. Stay on the board.
Cohen from his own 40, going the wrong way. That is really going the wrong way. Trying a reverse field, and look at this. He's got some blockers now. He was going the right way. Cohen, all the way. Touchdown, Chicago.
Rams bring extra pressure that's picked up, and that's intercepted at the 40-yard line. Alec Ogletree is taking it the other way for a touchdown, Los Angeles Rams.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Time to talk cash, baby. That's right, the NFL on the money line. You know the Taco Man's been hitting the ball out of the park. This is week number 14 of the NFL season. Before I get to the point spread and all the money that I've made this year, and folks, who've been following me thus far this year, you are in the bank. You are so far in the positive that you could lose a few games and still come out in the positive. I kid you not, man. It's been a great year. My money line thus far, up $4,700 thus far through 14 weeks. And I'm only betting $300 or $400 a week. I'm not betting big bets. Okay, $300 or $400 a week. Up after week 13, $4,700 in the green, baby. The positive. Anyway, let's talk about this for a second. Colin Kaepernick. Some people thought he should have been on the cover of Time magazine. Some people thought that Colin, of course, him taking that kneeling down during the national anthem, that's not to slam the country or to slam any elected leaders or anything like that. It's to try to get the country to take notice of police brutality. And being a former policeman, yes, police brutality does take place. Didn't take place on my watch. I didn't have nothing to do with it. I had no part of that. I treated everybody, yes, sir, yes, ma'am. That's the way you treat people. Anyway, treat people the way you want to be treated. What I'm trying to say is that police brutality does take place, and Kaepernick did spark a huge he put the attention, I think, on a subject that we need to look at here in the United States. Anyway, Time magazine, Colin Kaepernick didn't make the cover of that. Roger Goodell, does he really deserve $49 million a year, his private jet, medical care, all kind of good stuff? Well, I guess so, if he's got that, you know, the entity in which he runs, the NFL, is like a multi-billion-dollar industry. I mean, what can I say? I mean, of course, the UFC was sold recently for $4.2 billion or $4,200 million. That's what the UFC was really recently sold for. The NFL franchise, I think the highest paid or the highest value of any NFL franchise is the Dallas Cowboys, and it is nowhere near $4.2 billion. So there you have it. $49 million. Roger Goodell's salary, is he worth that $49 million? Well, considering the money that the NFL brings in. Probably. And is in the NFL, the president has a bit of a hard-on on the NFL because, you know, the guys, basically people of color, taking a knee in the national anthem, and the president's too lame to realize, you know, that things do happen to people of color when they get pulled over by the police. I mean, think about Walter Harris. There was a policeman convicted this week in federal court back in, was it Cleveland or North Carolina? Anyway, he shot this guy in the back 5 times. He shot at him 8 times. When the guy ran after a traffic stop. In other words, if I pulled you over for a ticket and Walter's sitting there realizing he has probably has a suspended license, so they're probably going to take him to jail. So he gets out of the car, starts running. You don't shoot him in the back 5 times to kill him and then plant a taser on him, say, you know, he took my taser and tried to hurt me. And you lie, all that kind of good stuff was on videotape. But yeah, you know, finally, justice being for some policemen. So as a former cop, I pulled the trigger once. Did I want to? No, you never want to. You never even want to shoot anybody. I mean, when you bring out deadly force, you don't want to bring deadly force into the game. You don't, because you don't want to kill somebody, whether you're doing it right or wrong. You don't want to hang that burden over your head for the rest of your life. Anyway, the bottom line is, I'm a little bit aghast at the fact that we are in a country right now where we're worried about guys kneeling on one knee when there's all kinds of crazy stuff going out there. It's more important than that. Anyway, let's get to the money line. Of course, we are making money this year only on the money line. We're not doing the point spread thing. And the reason why we don't do the point spread thing anymore, because it was too monotonous. I mean, like on Sunday mornings, I got sweat marks down to my, you know, my pants from my armpits and this kind of stuff. I don't need to be stressing like that. Why? Over point spread? Don't need it, baby. Let's talk money lines. Of course, money line tomorrow, 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 1 o'clock in the East Coast. Of course, Chicago at Cincinnati. The Bengals -280 on the money line. Think about that. -280 on the money line. -6.5 points on the point spread. We don't want to talk point spread, though. We're talking just money line. More money line. KC's got some problems. I think they just suspended one of their stars, getting a little tip with the coach there. They're a -200 favorite. Of course, they're at home against the Oakland Raiders. The Raiders, of course,
winning last week. The people in Oakland, California were celebrating. They were puffing their chest out last week. I kid you not. When that team wins, the people in the hood are happy. When that team loses, the people in the hood aren't happy. That's just the way it is. They live and die with the Oakland Raiders, of course. And, of course, what's going to happen after the Raiders take their act to Las Vegas? Year after next, they'll be in the Las Vegas Raiders, like I predicted many, many times on this show. People send me emails. You don't know what you're talking about, man. Are you smoking too much weed? What are you on? Yeah, right. You said that 2 years ago, but now they are a lock, stock, and barrel. They are the Los Angeles Raiders, no longer the Oakland Raiders. I say KC minus 200, Minnesota minus 145, Minnesota at Carolina. Minnesota is a 2.5-point favorite as far as you like those point spreads are concerned. Green Bay going to Cleveland. Cleveland lost 12 in a row. I think they lost 12 games. I kid you not. They're horrible. Anyway, Green Bay minus 170 at Cleveland. Jump all over that. Did you hear me? Both feet. Jump up and down right now. Run your bookmaker. Tell them, no point spread, baby. Just give me the money line. Minus 170 on Green Bay. You bet 170, get back 270. In other words, you bet 1,700, get back $2,700 on that. I think that's a cinch domino bet. I do. I'm going to bet a G on it. I'm going to go G. Houston, of course, and Houston at home against the hapless 49ers. The team that Colin Kaepernick took to the World Championship, the came within 5 yards winning the Super Bowl about 3 or 4 years ago. Yeah, that team. Anyway, that hapless team. That team that is just... It's just a terrible team. I know they're my hometown team. I used to cover them. I used to go out there to Candlestick Park. Used to get drunk on Eddie DiBartolo's free booze, all the prime ribs I could eat, all that kind of good stuff. Used to hang out with Bill Walsh when I was a cop and walk him to those press conferences afterwards. So I had a lot of time at Candlestick Park around the 49ers. But the 49ers aren't that team anymore. They're not the team of the 80s. They're more like the team of the 70s. When they lost, they went like 2-12 one year. 2-14, I think. Something horrible. They had a record 1 year. It was so bad the year before Joe Montana. I think it was Joe Montana's first year. It was just like they won 2 games. And, of course, the next year I think they went to the World Championship and, of course, meaning the Super Bowl. So Houston talked about that. The Niners at Houston roll all over that one too. Even Houston might be a dog at 2.5-point favorites on the point spread. But, the 49ers are another hapless team. What can I say? So Dallas, good old Dallas, not living up to the expectations I think a lot of people thought. Of course, that has something to do with the fact that Ezekiel Elliott isn't always a guy, per se. You can't be the guy when you're not around. Anyway, Dallas and New York Giants. The Giants are a 3.5-point underdog at home versus Dallas. Jerry Jones and company, a minus 185 on the money line. That looks like a pretty good bet as well. Of course, the Giants not playing well, not even at home. The Clippers. No, not the Clippers. The Chargers. Why do I think when I see LAC, I think Los Angeles Clippers? I had a hard time calling the Los Angeles Clippers anyway, because they're not Los Angeles. Not really. Anyway, Los Angeles Chargers. Ooh, hurts for me to say that. They're taking on, of course, the Washington team. I don't mention that what they call themselves. They are the Washington NFL team. And the LA Chargers are minus 6-point favorites at home. So what? Anyway, New York, of course, New York Jets at Denver. Jets minus 125 on the money line. That looks pretty good. Tennessee minus 145 at Arizona. That looks equally, that might be a good one as well. Jacksonville, good old Jacksonville. Rocking and rolling, of course, taking on Seattle. At Jacksonville's going, staying at home. And Seattle's coming to Jacksonville. Jacksonville minus 140 on the money line. Seattle not living up to the expectations I had for them earlier in the year. Of course, the L.A. Rams. L.A.R., baby! Minus 120 on the money line, of course, against... The Philadelphia's. Hey, when Philadelphia comes to town, they always have a good rumble, don't they? Maybe not this time. Because both teams are like less than stellar. I mean, less than stellar, okay? Minus 1.5 on the point spread are the L.A. Rams. Minus 120 on the money line. Pittsburgh. Minus with or without Big Ben, baby. Baltimore and Pittsburgh. Minus 110. Pittsburgh, of course, is a minus 4.5-point favorite on the point spread as well. And the team that's on the greatest streak of all time, and I'm talking about the New England Patriots. Love them or like them, hate them, kick them in the teeth, call them names, you attack his old lady. Do what you want, man. But Tom Brady's the biggest winner ever. He just is. I mean, I love Joe Montana. I watched Joe throw that pass to Dwight Clark, of course, that started the big 49er dynasty. I watched that. I was there in that end zone. I snuck into that game. Okay, but that was then, and this is now. And Big Belichick, okay? And Tom Brady and these guys, they won 8 in a row versus Cleveland losing 12 in a row. But they've won 8 in a row, okay? I think they're destined to win the Super Bowl again this year. I mean, who's going to stop them? Who's going to really stop Tom Brady? Tom Brady tomorrow at minus 590 on the money line. Of course, as far as the point spreads are concerned, minus 11 on the point spreads. In other words, New England's favored to roll all over Miami like gangster slap them, okay? But 590. Here's the thing. I think it's a cinch bet. But is it worth putting up 590 or 600 bucks or $6 to win $1? In other words, if you put up 590 on New England, you're going to get 690 back. Now, it's a guaranteed, I think, 100 back. But then again, things happen. You know, I mean, Tom Brady gets shot, you know, like by Kennedy did from a moving car when he's on his way to the stadium or something like that. So who knows? Bottom line is, New England is going to rock and roll. I think they are the 2018 world champions as far as the Super Bowl is concerned. Why do I say that? Who's going to beat them? Think about that. Who's going to beat them? Nobody's going to beat Tom Brady. Tom Brady rocking and rolling on his way, of course, to becoming maybe the greatest quarterback statistically in the history of the game. You are tuned to the Taco Man Radio Show. We're making money, baby, on Johnny Taco and his All-Stars.
Jared Goff looks to the sidelines for Sean McVay. Play clock is down to 7. He is Gurley next to him in the backfield, trips to the near side. Play clock down to 2, now 1. He'll take the snap, drops back to pass, looks right, dances right, points right, throws to the middle, pass is complete to Reynolds. Back of the end zone, touchdown Los Angeles. It is now 16-7 with 4:22 to play here in the first half.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Heaven help us.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
Are you still searching for that perfect gift? Dell has an amazing selection with something for everyone on your list. Check out Dell.com to find the best brands of electronics, like gorgeous LG TVs, plus the hottest laptops with Intel Core processors and the latest gaming PCs. There's still time to get something great under the tree. And did we mention there's free shipping on everything? Call 800-BUY-DELL. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
We come to you live from Ricky's Sports Theater in San Leandro, California. Of course, the man that has the College Sports Insider Show I'm talking about, none other than Mr. Pat Olson, comes to me, of course, back in the KMBR days. Back, this guy goes back 30 years. So 30 years of radio. Pat Olson, what's happening?
Well, I'm in Philadelphia for the Army-Navy game. It's been, it's been a great day here. It was a great game. Army wins 14-13, and I don't think, Pedro, in my life I've ever seen so many guys wearing military outfits in the one 24-hour span.
That's a good thing. For, you know, the military game each year, it's just a big event, no doubt about that. And, of course, 14-13, not a lot of points. I guess you would call this a defensive battle?
You know, I don't know about that. I mean, I both teams, you know, move the football some. You know, both teams feature a running offense. There weren't very many passes in the game, but you know, it was exciting. You know, it was a little bit of a defensive struggle, but you know, there was some snow coming down. They probably had about 3 or 4 inches during the game that may have impacted the way both teams' offenses played. There was a couple of missed field goals, but you know, it was still a fun game, even though it may not have been a high scoring game.
Wow. Okay. Let's talk about the college football playoffs. I mean, what's happening with that, Pat? How do you see this going? And did the right teams get in?
You know, I think the right teams got in. I know there was a lot of controversy about Ohio State, you know, and Alabama, you know, who was going to be the fifth team in. You know, Clemson's in, Oklahoma's in, Georgia knocked off Auburn in the SEC title game. And then it, you know, came down to either Ohio State, who, you know, beat Wisconsin, won the Big Ten championship game, or are you going to take an Alabama team that didn't even play in its, you know, conference title game, but it's still Alabama. And, you know, last week on my show, I was on the air right about the time the announcement came out. And, you know, my speculation was that if it was me, and I'm not on that committee, I would have taken Alabama. I think Alabama is a good choice, but what I think it leans to is, do we need a bigger playoff? You know, there's five, you know, superpower conferences, but only four teams get in. So each year, one of the conference champions is not going to be in that playoff. I think it's time to expand it to eight teams, and I think this year, the argument has leaned to that, but the argument is also fun. I think the NCAA likes the argument because it brings publicity to its sport.
Okay, we got a couple of minutes, of course, with Pat Olson, the host of College Sports Insider. Of course, that goes down Sundays, I believe, at 10 a.m. Pacific time, 1 p.m. Eastern time, correct?
That is correct, Pedro. You've got the time right on the dot there.
No, okay. So what can I do with my bad memory? Anyway, we come to you live from Ricky's Sports here in San Leandro. Now, where are you at tonight?
I'm just outside the, Lincoln Financial Field here, and at a place called Xfinity Live, right next to where the Army-Navy game occurred. And I'm telling you, Pedro, when the game ended and I came in here, and I got to say this, the USAA does a tremendous job of taking care of the media that comes to cover this event, and there's nothing like it. I've covered, you know, Super Bowls.
Yep.
I've covered Final Fours. I've been to heavyweight bouts in Vegas. But there's nothing like the vibe here at the Army-Navy game. But when the game ended, and it's right across the parking lot from the stadium, you could not walk in this place. It was wall-to-wall people. You know, the crowd is kind of thinned out a bit, but it's a nice vibe where we're at. It's called Xfinity Live in Philadelphia.
10 a.m. Sunday morning, 1 p.m. in the afternoon Eastern time. Of course, College Sports Insider Pat Olson, have a great night.
All right, take care, Pedro. Thanks for having me on.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Ladies and gentlemen, referee Herb Dean has called a stop to this contest at 3 minutes, 59 seconds of the third round. Declaring the winner by TKO, the Underground King, Eddie Alvarez.
You came into this fight looking for the title of the most violent man in the UFC. I think you got it.
It's the only one I care about right now. Yeah.
There's intermittent titles. There's all the titles that aren't being defended. All the fans want to see is who's the most violent guy in here. That's all you guys want to see.
And this is a tremendous fight with so much back and forth. But a big factor had to be your left leg. He landed a lot of leg kicks. How much was that bothering you in the fight?
It was starting to bug me. If this was a five-rounder, I would have needed to finish that in the third, because four and five would have been tough for me. But I trained with a lot of my training partners going southpaw, so I was able to resort to that.
Another big factor seemed to be your shots to the body. Once you started really landing to the body, it really started slowing him down.
Yeah, I had a couple training partners. It's tough to spar and get ready for Justin Gaethje. He puts you in a fight every time. So I needed my training partners to come after me. And that's what they did, and I realized the body was the best way to take care of that. It's not me. I trust my instincts. But every single day, I'm training with Coach Mark Henry, Ray Robinson, and Ricardo Almeida. They're my instincts, these guys.
Congratulations on an absolutely spectacular fight. Eddie Alvarez, ladies and gentlemen!
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
Talking combat sports, of course, at the home of combat sports, the home of all sports, Ricky Sports Theater in San Leandro, California. Folks, what can I say? Big fight tonight, of course, the Taco Man took in a fantastic fight from New York City for the WBO 130-pound title. Of course, Guillermo Rigondeaux, the famed Cuban. Well, maybe not so famed, maybe infamous now, because I'll tell you, he didn't put up much of a fight. And after seven rounds, he just quit like a dog on a stool. And it was a fight in which it wasn't competitive. And to say Rigondeaux, he claimed he broke his hand afterwards. I don't know how he broke his hand, folks, because he never landed a punch, at least not with that left hand. I mean, no way, no how. In my mind, it was a sad evening for the world of professional boxing. Now, Vasyl Lomachenko, he came to fight, no doubt about it. But like pornography in combat sports, size matters. And tonight, size was with Vasyl Lomachenko. He was taller, he was bigger, he was wider across the back. His legs were bigger, his arms were bigger. He was a naturally bigger man. Here was a guy that fought at 130 pounds naturally. Weighs in about 130, 129, usually comes in the ring about 140, 138, somewhere around there. Of course, Guillermo Rigondeaux is the guy that fights at 122 pounds. And not only is he like 8 pounds lighter, which is like, God, you couldn't imagine what 8 pounds are like. Let me tell you, when I moved from 139 pounds to 147 pounds, I got lit up in the Nationals. Why? Size. Size. Because I was kicking Ernie Chavez's butt, and he knows it too. Okay, until he landed that big right hook, and it was, what can I say? But the bottom line was, size beat me at 147 pounds. That was 8 pounds from 139 to 147. Imagine 8 pounds from 122 to 130. Wow, I mean, it's even crazier. It's just, listen, the odds were insurmountable tonight. The size difference between the two guys, it was like a welterweight versus a featherweight. That's the way it looked. In fact, when I was polling the fight fans here at Ricky Sports Theater here in San Leandro, California, they were saying, you know, that guy looks a little small. That guy looks a little small. And everybody kept saying, he looks a little small. Well, he was a little small. And the bottom line was, he wasn't the super fight that everybody wanted it to be. It wasn't Lomachenko's coming out party. It just didn't have any of that. Of course, with Guillermo Rigondeaux quitting at the end, now 17-1 as a professional, Lomachenko, I think, moves his record to 10-1, I believe. Anyway, at the end of the night, I heard the announcer say, the shill announcer for Top Rank Boxing there on ESPN Boxing, he said it was a great night for boxing. This guy must be full of spit. Spit with a capital H. I mean, come on, man. You got to be kidding me. A great night for professional boxing? You got to be kidding. Anyway, it was a sad night for professional boxing. But I do give Bob Arum some credit. He's 85, going to be 86 years old this Friday. In fact, he was in the ring tonight in New York City. I saw him make it to the ring, so more props to him. 86 years old, Bob Arum, still rocking and rolling. Of course, me and him haven't always got along. In fact, I sued him once and won $10,000 out of court. People don't remember that, but I'm the only member of the media that's ever taken Bob Arum and these guys to court and kicked their ass. You are tuned to the Taco Man Radio Show. Of course, Johnny Taco coming to you live tonight from Ricky Sports Theater in San Leandro, California. I want to thank my wow, I want to thank my host here, Ricky Ricardo. Ricky and Tina, of course, been outstanding hosts, have been to me for the past 25, make that almost 30 years now. Now, back to the world of boxing. Where does that leave us as far as pound-for-pound fighters are concerned? Because a lot of people thought that Vasyl Lomachenko, even though he's only got like a 10 fights, is like pound-for-pound the best fighter in the world. Now, how can you say that? Well, after some of the skills that he displayed tonight, especially with that right hand, being able to hook off the jab and things like that, those are rare qualities in a professional boxer, in a boxer, period. In fact, if you can get a guy to hook off a jab, he's better than the average just right away. When you can get a guy to hook off a jab, a power jab, and then a power hook afterwards, I'm talking about Lomachenko and hooking from the southpaw side, look out, baby, because it was going to be lights out for Guillermo Rigondeaux. But as I said, he quit like a dog. How do I say dog? Woof, woof. Straight up, who is the best fighter pound for pound in the world? Think about that. Golovkin and Canelo, they had their draw about a month and a half ago, of course. They're going to do it again sometimes in 2018. But outside of those two guys, has boxing really got any superstars? I mean, they tried to put Roman Chocolito Gonzalez on the forefront. Remember, HBO tried to invest all kinds of money in that 115-pound fighter, and he got lit up like the White House Christmas tree when he moved up to 118 pounds and faced the Thai champion, the IBF champion from Thailand, who's a monster. There's no doubt about it. So when you think pound for pound right now in boxing, is there a pound for pound king of boxing right now? Of course, Mayweather. I never was a big Mayweather fan. You guys know that. I mean, got to give Floyd some props. I mean, for what he's done, Floyd did some wonderful, wonderful things in the ring, but he did them for himself. He never did it for the fans. You know, he just didn't deliver for the fans. I mean, for some of you guys, I guess you have low expectations because you thought that, like, Floyd was just delivering. He kept winning, so you thought that was delivering. No, that wasn't delivering. That was just Floyd Mayweather making money. Straight up, this is the Taco Man Radio Show. Johnny Taco and his All Stars each and every Saturday night at 10 p.m. Pacific time. That's 1 a.m. Eastern time. And don't forget, big MMA rap tomorrow, boxing rap as well. Ring Talk Live Worldwide, airing on the Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio Network at 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's 2 p.m. Eastern time. That's Sunday afternoon right here on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio. Straight up, that is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, each every Saturday night. We hook it up here at 10 p.m. Pacific time. Want to thank my wonderful, wonderful producer. Now, before I let you go, guys, of course, I'm talking about the great Scott Cuddy. Until next time, don't forget, your combat sports update is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. Don't forget, you can follow the WBO online at WBO Boxing or check out their Facebook page. Hey, this is Combat Sports brought to you by the WBO.
He must know that I'm not like no other fighter. I can give it and I can take it.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Yeah.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
There is no place I'd rather be than with you.
I mean, it's enough to make your head explode.
Are you nuts?
What can I say, baby? Tom Brady. That's all you can think about today is Tom Brady. Bet the New England Patriots, whether you want to bet the point spread or the money line. I'm telling you, it's a winner either way because I think they are a cinch domino to win it. Of course, a winner of 8 in a row, make it 9 in a row. Bet on Tom Brady and be a winner this week. Of course, as we approach the holiday season, we can all use a couple extra bucks. And if you follow me as far as the NFL is concerned, even combat sports, baby, I'm hitting them out of the park as far as the predictions are concerned. So I want to thank you all for tuning in this week. Of course, this has been the Taco Man radio show, Johnny Taco and his all-stars. I want to thank the great Dominic Jimenez, Dom's Diner, no doubt about that. Zach Attack Young, he may be back in a week or so. He's on vacation, of course. And the executive producer, Mr. Scott Cuddy. My name is Johnny Taco, a.k.a. the Taco Man. Of course, we come to you each and every Saturday night. That's Saturday night on the West Coast, 10 p.m. Pacific time. That's 1 a.m. on the East Coast, Sunday morning. That's right, 1 a.m. on the East Coast, Sunday morning, right here. I'm talking about Taco Man Radio Live on Sports Byline, SB Nation Radio Sports. Until next time, don't forget, you're tuned to Sports Byline, SB Nation Radio, and I am Johnny Taco.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.